Good morning, everyone. So good to be once again over here. We are here in our live studio here at Christian Life Church in Hereford, the Hereford site, but broadcasting it to all our sites, all our locations. And thank you so much for being here with us once again. If you're watching, we're broadcasting first time on a Sunday morning, so good morning. But if you're watching it later on or another time, good evening, good afternoon, I don't know. But just, it's really good to be here. It's really good to be once again in your house, in your apartment, in your office work. I don't know where you are right now, but I just want to say on behalf of all the elders, of all the leaders of Christian Life Church, how good it is to be with you today, this morning. And we've been missing you so much. We cannot wait to be broadcasting it still, our services, but together, united. And we're praying that it can happen really soon, but of course, with all the safety that we need to do, but we really can't wait to be together again. This morning, we are still on the Book of Acts, but before I do anything, you know, I like to make it quite personal. So this week, we had some really important people that they had birthdays this week. Do you know that? Yes, I may put myself into trouble because I'm terrible to remember everyone's birthday, but this week, for example, we had Heather's birthday, we had Shirley's birthday. Friday was my wife's birthday. Yes, amorzinho, my love, I love you, happy birthday. On Saturday, it was Sarah Rudder's birthday. And tomorrow, Monday, is Carrie's birthday. Yes, so I'm sorry if I don't know everyone's birthday. I may put myself into quite trouble right now if I forgot someone's birthday that was this week or the week ahead. But I think we need to celebrate life. So happy birthday, everyone. And if I forgot your birthday, please send me a message. Say, JP, you forgot my birthday. And I promise the next time I will say your birthday as well. So just on behalf of all everyone from Christian Life Church, we just want to say how important you are. And we wish we could give you a proper hug to celebrate your birthday. And we're going to do it soon in the name of Jesus. Because we are a community. We are a family. And that's what we want to talk about today. We are living this crazy moment, we all know that, but still we are one family, we are one body, the body of Jesus Christ, and we need to understand that, because maybe the way we are doing church, the way we got together for a period of time has changed, but we need to understand that the heart that leads us, the heart that unites us is the same, it's the heart of the Father trying to reach those who are lost, and trying to redeem them back to their family. We were redeemed already. I believe that. But there's still so many people that God wants to reach them. God wants to bring them into this family. And we are those who are part of this process. And it's quite dangerous the moment we're living right now, because we can easily forget that we are those who were called to build this common unity. It's beautiful, the beautiful of the word community. It's because it's the junction of these two words. We have common and we have unity. So we are a common unity. We are living in a common, the same kind of unity. So that's why we are one body. That's why we are living in community. And at the same time, we are locked up in our houses. We can't see each other. I'm missing my friends so much. I wish I came to this video today. And I could not give. I'm not alone over here. I have my amazing friend Danny over here, and I could not give him a proper hug like we always do because of all the situation going on. But do you know what? I can't wait to be able to do that again, to see my friends and say, hello, come on, high five over here, because that's what we're built for. We're built for relationship. And the Book of Acts says a lot about that. It says so much about so many times how they were all the time together, and they were praying together, and they were sharing life together, and they were sharing the bread together, and they had everything in common. And the challenge for us right now is because I went shopping. We all did some shopping. We're all saving some food for, we don't know about the future. And it's interesting because I went shopping and I went to get some chocolate because, you know, I like chocolate like you do. And then when I saw this chocolate, I remind myself about a friend I have. And you know, I could not get that chocolate and just think about myself. When I saw the chocolate, I thought I'm gonna get two chocolates because somehow, I don't know how, I need to deliver this chocolate to this friend of mine. And you know, I made a way, and I did. I left this chocolate to this friend of mine because right now we are on this challenge of reminding and protecting ourselves, but also reminding ourselves that there is something really important to look after, our community. It's a challenge for us right now. The book of Acts say, if you read, we're going to read two parts of the book of Acts together. Okay, so it's at the end of chapter 2 and the end of chapter 4. And it describes really well about how the disciples were living, the result of the job that Jesus did on earth. And the result was that they were living in unity. If you see the book of Acts at the end of it, it says right here, they devoted themselves, so the book of Acts, chapter 2, started from the verse 42, says they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. Everyone was filled with awe, and many wonders and miraculous signs were done by the apostles. All the believers were together and had everything in common. Selling their possessions and goods, they gave to anyone as he had need. Every day, they were continued to meet together in the temple's court. That's something we are challenged right now. We are facing this challenge to how can we get together on this time. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all people, and the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. That's the first part of the first amount of the Bible I want to read. And then on the chapter 4, it keeps telling a little bit about the heart and the mind of those who were living this time. It says over here on the book of Acts, chapter 4, verse 32, says that all the believers were one in heart and in mind. No one claimed that any of his possessions was his own, but they shared everything they had. With great power, the apostles continued to testify the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and much grace was upon them all. There were no needy person among them. Can you understand how beautiful it is? There were no needy person among them. It's beautiful because time to time, those who own lands and houses would sell them, brought the money from the sales, and put into the apostles' feet. And it was shared. It was shared. That's what the Bible is saying. And that's what we want to talk and think a little bit about today. You know, we are living right now a moment of, we call it quarantine. We are apart. We are in our homes trying to save something. And I want us to think a little bit, what are we trying to save? Because for so many times we are trying to save something and we are putting the entire effort, all our effort on trying to save something that actually we're going to lose one day. I'm over there protecting my wife, protecting my daughter, and I need to, that is my responsibility to feed them, to look after them, to be the father and the husband that God called me to be. First husband and then father, that God called me to be at my house. But at the same time, I need to understand that one day, God has decided already, but one day, they won't be here anymore. I won't be here anymore. And this time that we are over here, trying to protect ourselves, trying to save the food that we need, trying to keep ourselves protected from a virus, we cannot neglect and we cannot be those who are just trying to save the only thing that we are 100% sure that we're going to lose one day. There is something that is not seen by our own eyes that needs to be saved. It's interesting because Jesus, one day, he was taken to the desert by the Holy Spirit, and he spent a while alone at the desert, like we are right now. This time we are living right now, locked in our own houses and not being able to see people, it's interesting to think that actually somehow because God still has the control of everything, we were led by the Spirit to be where we are right now. Yes, we were led by the Spirit to be where we are right now. And in this moment, the same way that Jesus came from the desert as someone with victory, I believe we will come from this moment we are living right now in victory. But we need to understand, what are we trying to save right now? Because I can come after this moment that we are living, and I may come and I may see my family and say, well, I did a good job, I saved my family. They are well, they were protected, we had food. And maybe that will be something that we, and I hope that we can celebrate that, of course. But also, are we trying to save something that is forever? What are our efforts? How much energy are you putting trying to save something that will last forever? Do you know what will last forever? Do you know what we're gonna have in heaven? Do you know this body that we are trying to save to keep it away from coronavirus? Do you know that this body over here will perish one day? Yes. So I can't put all my energy just to save this. I need you, because I am the temple of the Holy Spirit, the same way you are. So you need to look after yourself and the ones you love pretty well. Please do that, okay? But at the same time, are you making an effort to protect the common unity we need to have? I want to bring that into our attention today. Because we are living a moment where we don't want to make sacrifices anymore. And it's challenging, because we are all thinking, what do I need for food? I need that, I need to buy that, I need frozen food, I need to protect myself. And the Bible says that if you want to protect your life, you're gonna lose it. But if you give your life for the benefit of others, you're gonna find life. Do you know how your neighbors are right now? You are you sure that you know if you're... You know, I love rice. I'm Brazilian. We love rice, beans. And we were like, my goodness, what happens if we don't have rice anymore? And then I went to buy this rice. And when I saw, I searched for different supermarkets. And finally, I found some rice. And when I got there to the supermarket, that I was just by myself. The guy was putting the rice at the place, I don't know the name in English, over there, but he was putting the on the shelves. Good one, I'm reminded. Yes, and he was putting the rice over there. When I saw the rice, I was like, yes, I found rice. Yes, I'm gonna get a lot of rice, because I need to protect us. I need to protect my family. I need to guarantee that we're gonna have rice forever. That was my heart. My natural mind, my natural flesh was thinking, I need to protect my family. I need to guarantee that we're gonna have rice forever. And suddenly I was thinking, how many packets do I want? One, two, three, four, five. And I was thinking about myself, thinking just by myself, how many kilos of rice I would take. And suddenly the guy that was putting the rice on the shelves, he just said, just remembering, you can only take three. Because we need to guarantee that everyone has it. You know, that guy, I don't know if he's a Christian or not. I don't know if it was just obeying some rule that was given to him. But he was telling something that is the heart of God. Because God will provide all the rice I need. And as a Christian, I need to understand that the rice that is over there needs to feed everyone. We get so crazy about how this world is going on that I forget. I simply, on that supermarket, I was concerned about the rice. And I just forgot that easily. I forgot that the rice that was over there was for everyone. Not just for myself. They shared. Over here says that they shared the bread. And no one had anything missing. You know, right now I know that all the churches, they are worried about something. As we don't have service, maybe we don't have the money coming in. it's a challenge, I know. And we need to be responsible for the family we support. You need to be responsible with your tithes and offerings, of course. But you know what I believe? I believe that everything God, the church needs right now, we already have. Because you know what? I have one car. And the car is not mine. And if I need to protect the church, my car is free for it. You know, I don't have a house. My house is rented. But I have things in my house that if I really need to protect the church, if I really need to do something, God has given us already everything. God has given us, and He will always, always do. Because in His heart, He wants us to live in a common unity. So right now I want to ask you, what are you doing to protect your friends? Are you just thinking about how can you save your family? Are you just thinking about how can you save your children? You know something? In the kingdom of God, I want to explain to you something really important. We are not taking longer now, but there's something really important that we don't understand about the kingdom of God. Because we think that the kingdom of God, the word distance, we can understand the word distance by something that is far or near me. But the kingdom of God is different, because in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 23, Jesus asks, God asks a question, am I not a God nearby? As the same way I am God far away. So you know what is distance for me in my heart, according to the kingdom of God? Distance is not being away or being far away or being close to something. Distance in the kingdom of God, it is if I am with someone or apart from someone. Because Jesus, one day he was in heaven and he didn't think if he was away, really far away of us, or if he was really close. Jesus, he looked at us and he knew that we were apart from him. So right now, you need to understand something really important. You may be far away from your friends, but you cannot have the option of being apart from them. Don't make this choice, because then you're going to be in distance of your friends. And that's challenging, and that's a huge issue for us to deal. Once we make the decision of being apart, then it's over. This coronavirus is crazy. And I was seeing that in Italy, they have on the 16th of March, the percent of people who were passed away, that will lose their life because of coronavirus, was 7.7% of those who got the illness. In China, it was around 2.5, 2.2. In the kingdom of God, Jesus did a huge effort because of 1% who was ill. People count. People count. And it's interesting because when Jesus was releasing that guy who was possessed, he sent the demons, do you know where? To the pigs. The pigs were the way that the others had to produce money. It was their income. And Jesus allowed the demons to go to the pigs. And the pigs jumped out from the cliff. And suddenly those guys didn't have any income anymore. And they did what? They asked Jesus to go away. Jesus is thinking, and we need to think, what is our priority? What are we trying to save right now? Think differently. God will provide everything you need. Seek first for His kingdom and justice, and all the other things will be added. It's a promise that God made to you and to me. And I want to end up with a prayer. And also, I'm not singing today. I always sing. I love to sing. You know that. I'm saving yourself from hearing myself, just my voice. It's not that good. But there's a song, and I want to just quote it before I finish. And it's a song from The Fray. It's called How to Save a Life. And it says like this: where did I go wrong? I lost a friend somewhere along in the bitterness. And I would have stayed up with you all night if only had I known how to save a life. They had everything in common. They had everything in common. And after this time we're living, I believe we'll come stronger. We'll come even more united. Don't save what one day you know you will lose. Don't try to save just that. Try to save also today what will last forever. Our common unity. In heaven, our community will be together. Father, please help us. Help us to understand that we need to protect ourselves and we need to protect our families. But we don't want to lose the beauty of our community, of having the same unity, of understanding that I don't need to buy so many packs of rice, because if I miss and if I don't have any rice, I'll have the opportunity to ask for help. We don't like to ask for help. So help us to understand that when we are together, there's no need. Help us to understand how can we help each other during this time. And please, allow us quickly to be together again, because we miss each other. We know a little bit now how you are missing your children. Why you sent Jesus, because you were missing your family. We miss our family right now. And we ask you to act and move so we can be united again quickly. Help us in this time to preserve and save our common unity. In the name of Jesus. Amen. God bless you. We miss you so much. Bye-bye.